Tov, everyone. We are up to Simon Kuf Gimel, the middle of page 263. We want to move a little bit today. We've been doing less than a page a day, so let's try and move a little bit faster today. Simon Kuf Gimel, Mishnis Davi L'Ruach B'Tfiloso O Itush. Okay, someone who has to pass gas in the middle of Shemona Esrei, what is the halacha? So if Aleph is talking about a case where it already happened, he already passed gas, what's the halacha? Yomi B'Tfilo, V'Yatzung Menu Ruach Milamata, comes out. Ruach milamata, mamtin ad sheyichla reach. He has to wait. Now, he did something that he was not supposed to do, pass gas in the middle of Shemona Esrei. He did it already. So now he has to wait. He has to sit there waiting ad sheyichla reach until the reach goes away. V'chozer mispal, and he goes back and starts to daven again. Okay, so that's the halacha over here. Mishnah Berurah says over here, Sivkan Alf, Dimikar Aser Afilu B'Divrei Torah, because even Divrei Torah is Aser, Kal V'Chomer to David, when there is Reach Ra, is going to be problematic. Uklael, Simon Ayin Tat, Siv Tess, we're not going to get into learning Torah with it right now. Sivkan Beis, V'Chozer Mipal, Hayinu L'makam Shepasach. You go back to the place where you left off. Wherever you left off, you continue from there. Afilu Sha'achar Shepasach Reach Al Yadid Tzir Vaya Kadei Lig Markula. It's talking about our case, for whatever reason, he pauses, he waits for the reach to go away, and then he waits more time after that. Since immediately he could have davened, and therefore he was not Sha'a Kadei Lig Markula, he continues from where he left off. Because right away, when the smell goes away, he could have started davening. We'll see later on if it smells going to last for long as Sha'a Kadei Lig Markula. We'll get there, we'll see that a little bit later on. See base. Now, Bikish Latzas Menem Ruach Milamata. Now one has the urge to have to pass gas in the middle of Shemona Esrei. He has not done it yet. He has the urge to it. Bikish Latzas Menem Ruach Milamata. Vinitztair Harbe Vinyachol Lamid Atzmo. And it's causing him a lot of pain, and he is not able to hold it in. Oh, you'll ask, even if you could hold it in. We saw before when you have to go to the bathroom, you don't hold it in going to the bathroom. If it's that bad, you have to go to the bathroom. It could be over Baal Teshach, it could be over an Isser if you don't go to the bathroom, if you have to hold it in that bad. That's not the case by having to pass gas. When you have to pass gas, that's not the case. It's not over Baal Teshach, so you're allowed to hold it in. It's the Mishnah Berurah Beferush over here in Sikkot and Gimel. If it's not causing you pain, then you should not let it out during tefillah. So we're not worried about the shakso, unless you're holding in tanim or gdolim, having to go to the bathroom. But the pass gas is not the problem of bal teshakso. However, if you are going to have to pass gas, so we'll see over here what you do in terms of Shemona Esrei, but also, even perhaps even more dangerous is the tefillin. You have to make sure you remove your tefillin, probably, so you can move the tefillin to the side of your head, you can put your sleeve underneath the tefillin backs on tefillin shel yad, because it's also to pass gas in one's tefillin. So now, what does one do if he has to do in the middle of Shemona Esrei? Once again, so holich achar of arba amos, he should take steps backwards up to Amo, 6 feet back. You should go backwards Arba Amotz, Umotzi Aruach, and then let the gas out. Umantin Achiyach Ariach V'Yomer. And then he should wait till the smell goes away, and then he says the following declaration. Ribona Olami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzar Tanu Nekavi Nekavi Chalim Chalim. You see a lot of the words are here from Ashi Yatzar, but it's not the Baruch Hu Ashi Yatzar. You created us with holes and Chalim and crevices in our body. You know how lowly we are. Okay, we're lowly. We can't even hold ourselves. It's known in front of you. Okay, we're very lowly in this world, and we're going to eventually turn to worms, and our insects are going to eat our bodies when we die. Okay, that's what one is supposed to declare if he passes gas in the middle of Shemona Esrei. V'chozer l'makomo, after he's made this declaration, he goes back to his place. V'chozer l'makom shepasek, he continues with his Shemona Esrei. V'ayinel simen pehei. However, comes the Raman, says, Yeshomin dekoza ma'iri kishim yispalu bebeis. This is only going to happen if you are davening in your privacy or your own home. If you're diving in the tzibur, it's going to be very, very embarrassing to do this whole process. You don't have to take 4 steps back. You don't say the ribon either. You wait till the smell goes away. Okay, obviously, once again, for obvious reasons, if you can hold it in, you have to hold it in not only for yourself, but for the people around you also. And that is going to the halacha. If you're a betzibur, you don't do this whole four amos back. Ribon Olamim, the Mishnah Berurah does say in Sivkatan Tes, V'tov Shiyahir Belibo. Don't take the Tzedek, but it'd be good to Mahir Belibo this declaration if you can somehow remember it, Bal Peh. Or if you have a Mishnah Berurah available, you look up in Siman Kuf Gimel. Siv Beis, Ribon Olamim, what you're supposed to say over here, and then go back to your Shmon Esrei. Siv Gimel. Hamisasish B'tfilo. So one passes wind in his diamond. So milamata, if it's already talking about you pass gas, milamata, simin ralo. That is a bad simin. Milamala, but if it comes from a yawn, okay, if you want milamala, simin yafalu, that is a good simin in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. To yawn in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei is, for whatever reason, a good simin. Okay, we learned earlier on, if you yawn in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you have to cover your mouth. Chulei v'chulei, let's move right. Kuf dal, chilul hasik betfilo, hasakos in tefillah. This is all, once again, based on the Gemara's and Brachos. Lo yasik tefillah. So number one is, you start Shmoneh Esrei, you're supposed to start from the beginning and go all the way to the end of Shmoneh Esrei. You're not supposed to be mafsik in your middle Shmoneh Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, Sif Katan Aleph. Lo yasik vafilu remiza ba'alma asr. Even to snap your fingers, to point in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei is asr to do in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Im lo, unless... Latino kobocha mutalaramizlo biyadov kadesh yishtok veloya treatment feel us all. If you're davening and there's a child or a baby bothering you, and you can miramis him, what, I don't know, your pacifiers over there or something like that with your feet, whatever it might be, that's going to calm him down, then that would be mutter, because it's, anyways, that's, but the reason why you don't masik is supposed to, it's going to be matrid you in your Shmoneh Esrei. So too over here, the child is bothering you in your Shmoneh Esrei, so you can miramis him then. Vim eino moel, if that is not going to help, so yachli kedatz minav liyadaberi mo. Still, don't talk to him. You should marchik yourself from the child that it's not going to bother you. Now, this is obviously talked about, as we talked about before. You're not in the tzibur. You're not in the Beit Knesset. The child is crying. He's bothering other people, and it's your child. You have a chiyuv to go take care of the child. Another example. Chin adam nechbat shomei betfilah. If there's an honorable person who's in the shul, talmud, whatever it might be, and they're waiting for him to start chazar as a shas, but this is bothering the talmud. It's bothering him. It's causing him to have a certain pressure that he's going to finish Shmoneh Esrei. They're waiting for him to say Kaddish or Kedusha, meaning Chazar is a Shas. He doesn't like this. He doesn't want them to wait for him. And it's bothering him in his tefillah. You're allowed to meramis to the Chazan to start his Shmoneh Esrei and not to wait for him. That's also going to be mutter once again. You're not supposed to be masik, but if by being masik it's going to help your kavana because something is bothering you around, so then it's going to be mutter to meramis biyadav. But just not to meramis biyadav is not going to be mutter. They say the Chavetz Chaim, somebody was matrid him sometimes, they would wait for him to mill Shmoneh Esrei, then not only would he have meramis, sometimes he would pretend like he was finished with the Shmoneh Esrei, he would take his steps back and pretend like he was done in order for them to start Chazar Shasal. We get to the next din about moving in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, so let's go. Fighter and Sif, sorry, no, it's first season Sif Cotton Base. So not only is you're just not allowed to stop for nothing, but even Vafil Makam Hatsun Mamun, even if you're gonna lose out on money to Miramis to talk in the domestic and Shurasi is Asr, ain't low lahasik. Okay? Then it's like this. Kot of a chayodom. How may mitfilov and istape is a dine chit palel? If you're in the middle of Shmoneh, you mentioned this halacha before, and you realize what Shmoneh Esrei am I supposed to say, or you have a suffix of something that happened in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you don't know the halacha. Could go to shachar eizah davar b'tfilah. You forgot something in the middle of davening. Mutter leilech mimakomo. You could get away from your makom. Lemakom yuchad ulayin shama sefer. You go to another place and look up the halacha in the sefer. V'mutter lelishola din. If it's mutter to ask someone else, what's lemaisa? What do I do if I forgot the telchanotano? I forgot yalav yavo. And you want to go to someone who would know in the shul? Are you allowed to ask in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei? He says tzarech yin. Says the Chavetz Chaim, though, but nearly the mutter. Chavetz Chaim says, I believe that's even mutter, even to ask someone a shiloh about your Shmoneh Esrei. In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, even that is going to be mutter. I believe he said back then that Rav Avadia was not nekel to order to say something, but over here, the Mish Chavetz Chaim clearly is pasking lemaisa that you're even allowed to ask a shiloh. I believe I heard B'Shem Rav Moshe. I learned about Moshe Ramosha that if, obviously, you don't bother a Rav in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, but if someone is bothering, they ask him a Shaila, and the Rav can even answer a Shaila in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei if he needed to, in order to get someone to stop bothering him in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Now, let's go Vayter over. So we're not allowed to be Masik unless for these obviously important things in order to help your Kavana or to learn the Halacha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Vafilu Melech Yisrael Shol B'Shlomo Lo Yishiven. Even if a melech of Yisrael. Even if David HaMelech comes, speaks to you in the Melech, you're not allowed to answer him in the Melech Shnesset. You're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, you don't answer Melech Yisrael. Aval Melech, Ove Glulim, what we're dealing with, Goyish HaMelech, okay, you're the president, someone of the Nechba, that if you don't answer him, it could be a risking your life, Chas V'Shalom. So, Im Eshrolo, Lekatzer. If he can mekatzer Shmoneh Esrei, then he should mekatzer Shmoneh Esrei. What does that mean? Dainu shiomar tchilas habracha v'sofa kodem shiageilav. He should say all the brachas, the beginning part of the bracha, end of the bracha. So the king's not right in front of him. He knows the king's on his way. He's going to be here in 2 minutes. So he can mekatzer Shmoneh Esrei. He should mekatzer Shmoneh Esrei. Oh, im esher lo shiyata min aderech, yata v'lo yasik b'dibor. Or another option is, he knows the king's going down this road, and he's going to enter over here, he's going to be in front of his daven. If he can move away, and he can go to somewhere else in daven, and then the melech is not going to bother him, so he can walk out of his, he can move his feet and go walk somewhere else, and finish his Shmoneh Esrei over there. And then he's not going to have to yasik b'dibor. Im esher, both these options are not available. The king's standing right in front of him and he's talking to him. Im esher lo yasik, then he's going to be masik milosh from Esrei. Obviously, this is pekuach nefesh, even though you're talking to Kadosh Baruch, pekuach nefesh, we are not going to risk our lives for this, and therefore we would answer the king in this case. The shiloh over here, though, what's better? If you mekatzer your Shmoneh Esrei, or you can move to another place, which one's better? Okay, it's a little bit unclear for over here in the Mechaber. It's 2 days in Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot and Dalit. He first brings on with Tov Yoter Lekatzer Midasher, Mishiyata Midadach, Lebachli Yerahav Ahalt, to say a Kitzer Shmoneh Esrei. That's better than moving in the middle of one Shmoneh Esrei. Aval, Prima Godim Kotov. Notice the word aval. We said to you earlier on many times, the Klalim are, if the Mishnah Berurah brings two days, and the second day he says Achein, or Amnam, or aval, he is passing like the second Shita, of a Prima Godim Katav, Yesli Shatim Zev, Demashad Alich Litzarech Tfila, Lo Havi Hesek. Since the end of the day, if you're moving Litzarech Tfila, we learned this earlier on, we said if you're in a place where a child goes to the bathroom in the middle of Beit Knesset, you ought to pick yourself up and leave in the middle of the Shmoneh Esrei. If you're leaving Litzarech Tfila, that's not considered a Hesek over here, it'll be better to do that and then finish a real Shmoneh Esrei than to Mekatzer in your Shmoneh Esrei. That seems to be the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah over here. Let's do one more over here. Sif base. Hayamit palul baderech uba behema okorin kenegdo. You're davening on the derech. Okay, you're davening the derech. You pull over the side of the road. You're davening, and now an animal is headed towards you, or a wagon, or korin kenegdo. A wagon that's being pulled by an animal is coming next to you. Obviously, you're in a sakada. So what do? Yatam in the derech. Well, yasik, you should move off the derech and not to be masik in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. Aval beinyan acher. But in any other, any ain, let's say, smi mekomo ad sheigmar tfilasim. But in other cases, you do not move from your place of Shmoneh Esrei until you are done with your tefillah. Elim keinu b'tachanunim shalachar tefillah. Unless he's in the tachanunim, at the end of tefillah, he's in the elokain tzor, at the end of tefillah, then you could be more makel to go ahead and move in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. So that's the luck over here. If you need to, something's bothering you, we said this before, if something's bothering the person next to you, is bothering you. Whatever is bothering you, you're allowed to move in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. It'll be like the Karon that's coming connected. But if all equal, you do not move in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. Unless you see in the Tachanunim, if you even have less of a reason to move, you're allowed to move in that case. Very interesting. There's a stira in Ramosha between Chelek Dal Kofal Veiz and one in Chelek Ches. In terms of, let's say, someone's diving in a minion, and he's diving a place where he's going to be behind the Kohanim. He's going to be behind the Kohanim. Is he allowed to lack or raglov in order to go in front of the Kohanim? Is he allowed to lack or raglov? So one place where Moshe says not to. One place where Moshe says yes to. Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzel says in your middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you do not move during Birkas Kohanim, because at the end of the day, he says it's onus. If it's onus, so you're still going to be Yotzei Birkas Kohanim. However, we see over here, if you're in Tachanunim, if you're in the Lekain Tzor, okay, you're already in the Kain Tzor in the Tachanunim, and this one essay, so say you are Tzor Mei Fivi Yon, Libi Yilu Fanach Hashem Tzor Yilu Gwali, you should Oker Raglov, and then you'll finish the rest of the Tachanunim after Birkas Kohanim, then you will be allowed to move in that case. Last thing over here is, Mr. Bro, over here is Sikot and Ches. He said, not to move for your places. He says, V'yesh Ligor B'chazan. We have to protest against it, to scream at the Chazanim, she'okrim imakom of Yom HaKippurim, that they leave their place in Yom Kippur, she'megim el vanach lukorim, u'beseder avonim, when you get to the bowing in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, the Chaz of the Chazanim move from their place, and they go find a nice place to go bow down, and they bow down. They're leaving their place in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. K'disim b'sim t'avreish chaval siv dal ba'agah. So what should you do? Like Moreno of Katz does on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they bring him a shtender, they bring him two chairs. When you get to the Avoda, Okay, and then they move the shtender. Well, and then he can just bow right in the place where he's at, like they do. Not that they're like on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, they're not supposed to leave their place, but they'll go ahead and bow in their place with shus or in our shlita and kan for today.